Good morning, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Daphne in Atlanta.
Hi, Daphne. How are you doing?
Hi, Daphne.
Good. Yvonne from Florida.
Welcome to the call to the next person. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Yvonne from Florida.
Good morning.
Montreal.
Good morning from Florida and also from Montreal. Welcome to the call, ladies.
Thank you.
This is Cindy from Virginia. Hello.
Hello, Cindy. Welcome to the call.
I'm Morgan in California.
Hello, Morgan. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Excellent.
To the people who just joined in, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, this is Richard from England.
Is it Richard?
That's correct, yes.
Welcome to the call.
Hi.
Good evening to you.
Hector, the Big Apple.
And more people have joined in over the last minute. If you want to do so, please say your name and location.
Hi, Donna from Michigan.
Hello, Donna. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
Good morning. Welcome to the Grit Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Jim from Irvine, California.
Welcome to the call from Irvine. Good morning, welcome to the Grit Healing Call. Please say your name and location. Welcome to the call.
Thank you very much.
Bob Travers from Chico, California.
Hi, Bob. Welcome to the call.
Aaron from New Jersey.
Good morning from New Jersey. Welcome to the call.
Hi, it's Christine.
Is it Christy?
Chris in Anchorage, yes.
Oh, hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Hi.
And more people have joined in. If you want to do so, please see your name and location.
Rob from New York.
Is it Rob from New York?
That's right.
All right. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Allie in Orlando, Florida.
Hi, Allie. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hi. This is Anna from Seattle.
Good morning, Annie. Anna, welcome to the call.
It's Susan in Mesa.
Hello, Susan. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Kathleen in Denver.
Hello, Kathy.
Kathleen in Denver.
Kathleen. Hello, Kathleen. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. Hi.
Thank you for being here. And more people came in. Welcome to the call, everybody. Please say your name and location.
Ashley Whitworth, Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
I hear aloha, and I hear somebody from Canada.
Aloha, Vera from Hawaii.
All right. Welcome to the call, Vera. And who is this from Canada?
Yes, Ashley calling from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
All right. And what's your name?
Ashley.
Ashley. Hi, Ashley. Welcome
Hi.
To the call.
Thank you.
Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Shirley from Mississauga.
Hello, Shirley.
Sam from L.A.
Welcome to the call from Los Angeles. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. Who's from...
Morning.
Was it somebody from Georgia?
It's Dominique from Georgia. That's right.
Hi, Dominique.
Rita from Babylon.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Michael from Waterloo.
Hello, Michael.
Avis from Orlando, Florida.
Good morning. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hi, Colleen from Vancouver.
Hello, Colleen.
Hi.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Sounds like a weird grid. We'll have it built in no time.
Good morning. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Naomi from Bellingham.
Hello, Naomi. Welcome to the call.
This is Cindy from Boise.
Hello, Cindy. Thank you for being here.
This is Debbie from Issaquah.
Hello, Debbie.
Hi, this is Jean from South Dakota.
Hello, Jean. Welcome to the call.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi, this is Connie from Mammoth Lake.
Hello, Connie.
Thank you.
Thank you all for being here. If you haven't done so, you have a chance. Please say your name and location.
Oh, hi, this is Tammy in Playa del Rey.
Hi, Tammy. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Am I loud and clear?
Not so much, but we have a bunch of lines open, of course.
Muted.
Good morning, everybody. I'm just making a quick notice that welcome to everybody who's listening on our BBS for the second time. And be patient, because sometimes we're still building a track record with BBS to get our systems down. So if anything goes wrong, just be patient. And hi, Carol in Israel. And hi, Carol in Uganda, I believe, are on the line. Maybe. And I'll unmute it. We'll be starting in just a couple of minutes. Let me just check. Is Terry on the line?
Yes.
Is Daphne on the line?
I'm here, yes.
Okay, great. Hang on. We'll just do another few minutes of checking everyone in, and we'll start. Yeah.
And when Carolyn in Israel, she would like to put some stuff in the light, I believe. She requested.
Unmuted.
Well, you know what? We'll do that, okay, for sure. That's an important area to cover.
Yes.
That's Carol, right? Carol in Israel?
Correct.
Carol in Israel.
I believe her name is Carolyn.
Carolyn. Okay. I'll turn it over to you, Hayes.
All right. Thank you. Welcome to all those people who just joined in. If you want to do so, please say your name and location.
Jen in Lavernia, Texas.
Hi, Jen. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. Marilee
in New York City.
Hello. Welcome to the call from New York City.
Steve from Concord, California.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. You too.
Welcome to the people who just joined in. Please say your name and location. Was that sort of repeated? Good morning. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Oh, hi. Kathy Smith in Las Vegas.
Hello, Kathy.
Hello.
Good morning. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. Good morning. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
George from Edmonton, Alberta.
Hello, sir, from Edmonton. Welcome to the call.
Hi, this is Anna from California.
Hello, Anna.
Hi, this is Charlotte from Paris.
Hello from Paris. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. Hello.
You're in Paris, in France?
Yeah, Paris, France.
And you're Shanna, right?
I'm a what?
Your name is Shanna?
No, Asta for Charlotte.
Asta?
Asta or Charlotte. I'm an infant and maternal health professional.
All right. Thank you very much for being here. Welcome to all those who just joined. If you want to do so, please say your name and location.
Susan from Maryland.
Hello, Susan.
Nashville, North Carolina.
Hello from Nashville.
Faith in Massachusetts.
Hello, welcome to the call.
And Edna Asenbeck.
Guten Morgen, Edna, wie geht's?
Guten Morgen, heißt gut, und dir?
Sehr gut, danke.
And I couldn't connect online yet, there's just music on there.
Is that correct, Vin? Are we not live yet on BBS?
We're supposed to be.
Okay.
Hang on.
Welcome to the people who just joined in here. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
This is Jason.
Hello, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, Marilyn. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful.
Faith in Massachusetts.
Good morning from Massachusetts. Welcome to the call, or afternoon, actually.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you for
Gina
being here.
Gina from Asheville, North Carolina.
Is it Gina?
Tina.
Tina. Hi, Tina. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
And I'm Scott from Ohio.
Hello from Ohio. Welcome to the call.
Donna, good call, Montana.
Good morning, Donna. Welcome to the call.
I'm fine.
Glad to hear that. Good morning. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. Welcome to the call, everybody. Many people have announced themselves, and if you haven't, if you want to do so, feel free to say your name and location. Good morning, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Chad, Alabama.
Hi, Chad. Hi, from Chad. Alabama. Welcome to the call.
This is Bob from Phoenix, but I don't know how long I can be on. Good morning.
All right. Thanks for being here, Bob.
Is Alex from Phoenix here? Is Alex from Phoenix on?
Alex from Phoenix? I don't know.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Welcome to the next person. Please say your name and location.
Hello. This is Donna from Kingman.
Hello, Donna.
Hi. Said,
are you from England?
No, Kingman, Arizona.
All right, Arizona. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Muted.
Eyes?
Yes, Vin, go ahead.
Are you on the console?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, I just muted everybody, and some people are still on. It's my fault, probably, but you might have to mute some people.
I'll check, but nobody was, everybody called in correctly, so I'll check.
Did I make a mistake again?
No, you didn't.
Just from last week, probably, huh?
Okay. Well, I don't see anybody coming in with the incorrect code, so I think we're good. All right. I want to welcome, in the meantime, the person who just joined in. We have the lines muted. Vin, are you ready to take off?
Who's that? Who is that voice in the background there?
That comes through your line.
Okay. All right. Welcome. And This is Sunday. I'm ready to take off. I'm just... Hi, Sue. Who said who is that voice in the background? Hi?
Didn't you ask me who that voice was in the background?
Wait a second.
Yes, that's your echo. That's you guys' echo, Heis and Wynn.
I see what's going on here. I got to mute BBS. Okay. You know what the... Okay. Testing 1-2. Heis, that's not me. What's happening is... This is Wynn in the present time. Is that BBS? Is that Doug?
Wynn, no. Everything is fine here. The only sound coming through here is
BBS. BBS is coming over the line here. And
yes, Wynn, how can you help you?
Let me call BBS. Excuse me, Heis. I'm going to unmute everybody for just a moment. The problem is that BBS is playing me back on an echo, okay? Hang on.
No, they're playing you on a 30-second.
Unmuted.
Yes, Wynn, that's impossible. There's no playback.
I'm not getting playback. I hear it on the phone.
It's way back. Well, it's in the background. But it sounds like a 30-second
delay. Folks, thanks all for hanging in here. Good morning. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. Welcome to the call.
Hi, this is Judy from Ontario.
Hello, Judy. Welcome to the call.
Okay, hi.
Yes, Wynn.
Yes, Wynn.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Are we here?
Hi, I'm Frank from New York.
You want to mute the lines? Okay.
Okay, I've just muted everybody.
Yes.
Okay, Heis, we got to go through and...
I cannot hear you, Wynn. If you can hear me, Wynn, I cannot hear you.
I can hear you, Heis.
Yes,
let me go see what's
okay.
Going on.
All right.
Heis, can you hear me?
Yes, Wynn, you're back.
Now let's see if we finished with any echoes, okay? Oh, geez.
And that's only on your end, because we on the line over here, we do not hear.
we're getting, what's happening is, what's
no, you what's have ha- your you have your Skype on, Wynn. I mean your BBS. You want to turn that off?
Well, oh wait, oh that I think that's what the problem is.
Yeah,
I've got BBS on, huh? Okay. Hi's?
Yes.
Okay, I think I fixed it. All right. You know. No.
I still hear it.
We still hear it. We still hear it, don't we?
And then that is the replay, like the 1 minute after it going live.
Okay, I think I fixed it.
Okay.
Hi, do you hear me?
Yes.
And we have no echo, correct?
No echo, correct.
Hello, Trevor. I see Trevor in England online. Okay. Thank you guys for your patience. You know, every time we're getting this live internet broadcast down, and there's new technology, and probably by next week we'll have it okay. And this week, I thought it would be okay, but we just fixed it. There was that echo online, and you're right, Heis. It was my fault completely, because I had opened up the BBS line on my computer because somebody said it wasn't going out over BBS, and I didn't close it. So then it was going out, and we were getting the echo from BBS coming back into this call through the Skype line, okay?
Vin, you're a fraction too close to the microphone. And I also want to bring it to your attention again. We have the lady in Israel. We have also the lady in Paris, Charlotte.
Charlotte.
And we have two people in England. And we probably ready to start recording.
Yeah, who's in England right now?
We have, you said you saw Kevin, and we have also another lady. There was another lady in the UK.
Okay, all right. I'm sure there's other people. I'll bet you we have Ron in Mexico, and then we have people in Texas, Washington, Ohio, Massachusetts, et cetera, et cetera. Minnesota.
Thank you.
And who is that, David?
Yes.
Hi, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Wynn.
Now, David, we just muted you. How did you leak through there? Okay. Don't be offended. But, okay, we are going to mute all those tones. We're muted.
This conference is being recorded.
All right. This is Sunday, September 8th, and this is Winfrey, September 9th, thank you, in Sedona, Arizona. And we have a bunch of people on our line all over the world. And I apologize. I thought we wouldn't have this happen. And here we are starting late again. And we are now on BBS Radio, and it was my mistake, but we were having a glitch that until we fixed the glitch, we couldn't officially start. And so we did it, and it's working. So on this call, I'd just like to do a little intro. I know there's new people on the call, and just so the new people can kind of track it a little better. This call could be considered an experiment. It's an experiment, and it's very unusual because there's things that happen on the invisible levels. And how do I know they're happening if they're invisible? Well, probably one way is from all the feedback I get from people who notice unusual energies in their rooms, in their homes, wherever they are right now, from people whose depressions lift during this call, whose energies change, from little miracles that happen for the people on the call, who constantly email and tell me something shifted. Then the other thing is, I say there's participation from invisible realms, but we have this idea that those energies that coming from the invisible places actually are intelligent, and they talk to us. And during the course of this call, we have two people who are able to be a voice for those invisible energies. Now, we can't prove that, so I'm not saying to believe me. I'm saying we're making the contention that perhaps that's what's going on. And you're urged to listen carefully, feel the energies, and see if you can validate our contention that there's something going on the invisible realms right in your space where you live. And these voices, we've asked them many questions, and they describe themselves, and they say they're group souls. They're group energies. They don't have bodies. They exist as pure energy. And they operate as huge teams, and they have been helping mankind, according to them, for hundreds of thousands of years, or certainly since the beginning of recorded history. That's what they say. Now, we can't prove that. So that's where you have to study our materials and see if it fits, if it makes sense. Could they really be that? That's a big, big claim, and I certainly don't want anyone to believe it without checking this out very thoroughly. But myself, who's been in the middle of this now for 10 years, I've come to the conclusion that it's probably true. I haven't found anything incongruent with that conclusion. But I still constantly check it out. I never take it for granted. And if you listen on these calls regularly, you will notice that they never ask anything of you in terms of believe in us or worship us or anything like that. And they also honor free will, which means they don't impose on you. If you want to feel them in your space, if you want to have a hope of feeling them, you have to be open to that possibility. And you have to inwardly say you're open. You have to say that inside yourself. Otherwise, they won't mess with you because it would be an intrusion. And it's okay if you're on this call and you want to test it out and check it out and keep a distance. And come in as much as you like and keep a distance. You don't have to believe anything. And come to the conclusion that it's real or not when you come to it. Because there's various possibilities. You know, when we say we're talking to voices in other dimensions, one possibility is we're all nuts. And another possibility is we're hypnotizing everybody. And another possibility is that they are negative. They're not who they say they are, and that they're not to be trusted. And you are responsible for drawing your own conclusions. We're just putting this out. I can only say that the reason I'm putting it out is because I decided they're real and they're positive. And both Terry and Daphne came to that same conclusion after many years of asking ourselves, could we be making a mistake? Is there another explanation? Some of you know that I used to be a physics major at the University of California at Berkeley, and I tend to be skeptical, and I tend to say there must be another explanation for this. This couldn't be how it seems to be. And we just kept checking it, and people are having little miracles all the time. And let me say, when we talk about miracles, I know probably almost everyone on the line that says would say, okay, give me a miracle. When I see a miracle, I believe. And it doesn't work that way. And it doesn't mean you have to believe to have a miracle. I've asked them a number of questions about how this works. And let me give you a quick, short explanation, very quick. And that is, each of you, according to my way of looking at the universe, is an energy that's in a body. And your energy is your energy field, which is a product of all your lifetimes. It carries all kinds of programs in it, some good, some difficult. And you are a product of those programs in your energy field to a large extent. And when we have a problem where we are, let's just say we're ill, our health is bad, and usually there is a connection between your health and something that you're carrying in your energy field, some kind of pattern. And in order to have a miracle, or what they say, if they took that ill health away from you and you hadn't cleared the pattern in your energy field, you would pull it right back in. And they could take it out and pull it in. So their goal is to get you to start clearing those patterns in your energy field. And it's something each person has to personally do. We have lots of calls. We talk about this process. People have done it. It's worked for them. But it's no outside authority, no matter who, can clear a pattern in your energy field. Because if they did, they would be taking away your sovereignty, your individuality. That's your pattern, and you have to clear it. So once you clear the pattern, then that gives them the ability to help rearrange the energy more quickly. And because now you've cleared the pattern, you're not going to pull it back in. So then there's the potential for a miracle. So if you understand that process, I know lots of people have read my book, they've heard my sister's story, and I've learned a lot since I wrote that book. That was a few years ago. And we've worked with loads and loads of people since I wrote that book. At the time I wrote that book, we had no conference calls. No one knew who we were. Terry and I were in a little room in La Cunada, renting it to somebody's house. And she was working in a legal office, and she would come home every day. And I'd say, well, let's ask them questions that we think people would like to know about. And we weren't even sure they were who they said they were. I remember saying, well, if they are who they say they are, let me ask them this question, because it would be a hard one to answer otherwise. And then we had this incredible series of questions and answers, which many of you have read in the Creator God book. So I was still just totally learning. In fact, now that I'm doing this, I'll say, I think I'll always be learning. I think I'm doing things that there's no way to know how to do in advance. For quite a few years when we did these conference calls, I said they were an experiment. And let's see what happens. If I do this, what will happen? And it's still an experiment. And if you're coming into the call, you're part of the experiment. You're, by being part of it, what I mean is, you're experimenting for yourself to see, can this help me? Can this make a difference? What's the contribution it can make to my life, if any? And until you have some success in that experiment, you should just be an observer and consider the possibilities. So this call is a long call, and let me see, what time is it now? It's 10:36, and I'll give you an idea of how it's going to unfold. And you'll note, most people note this, that the time travels extremely fast when you're on this call. In fact, for everything we do, the time goes fast. Even if it's a four-hour workshop or a five-hour or something, for most people, it goes fast. Why does it go fast? Because of the nature of what we're doing, my feeling is that we are bringing in frequencies from other dimensions where time moves faster. And then we participate and we get on that train and suddenly we experience it as, where did the time go? We're going to have the experience of creating a group energy amongst all of us here. And many of you will feel a shift as we do that. Then we're going to bring in the energies of these higher sources. And you'll feel a shift when that happens. We're going to have the experience of connecting with the earth. And some of you are actually going to feel the earth right on this call, feel the energy of the earth. Then we're going to create group intentions. A group intention is where we have amalgamated this huge group energy of all of us and some of them on this call, and we're going to aim at places. And when we do that, we always do it for the highest good of all concerned and honoring free will. And we're going to utilize our power of as humans in this realm to ask for certain things to recreate here. And that could be your health. That could be the health of someone you love. That could be planetary healing. And they're going to work with us, they say they are, while we do that. Then we are going to hear them talk to us. They're going to talk to us. As if you've read my story, you know that there are two women who have been in my life that had this voice coming through them that said it was them, said they were these group souls. And one of them was Daphne. The other one is Terry. Some of you who looked at the website should go look, because, you know, there's this thing I learned when I was writing The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, that people look like their past lives because the DNA transfers in your soul matrix. So everyone looks like their past life, but we don't know who we were, so what? Well, in the case of Terry, I had asked them years ago, was Terry ever anybody famous? And they said, look up St. Catherine of Siena. Those of you that haven't checked it out, David Wilcock was asked to move to Virginia Beach, and he found out he was the spitting image of Edgar Cayce. And you should look at these pictures, because you'll see it's not just a physical resemblance. There's a look in the eyes. There's a look of the personality. There is some kind of synergy that goes beyond just a physical resemblance for most people that look at the pictures. And so they said, look up St. Catherine of Siena. And I found the story of this young woman in Siena, Italy, who would go into the local church and they would write down everything she said because they thought God was speaking to them through her. And that woman looked exactly like Terry. So you should go look at the page on my website, the Terry St. Catherine Connection. And, you know, this is not about giving up your power to someone who was supposedly a former saint. This is about saying, could this be true? Because what we do here is out of the box. The mind, including my mind, has a hard time saying, we're really doing this, and this is real. And, you know, we've said it for years. When I asked Terry, are you ready? She says, no. And she says, but go ahead. I mean, I show up on these calls, and I'm not ready. If I thought about being ready, I would never show up. But we show up, and every time we show up, this amazing energy occurs, and people experience it, and things shift. So now that you've showed up, you're part of that experience. So we have Terry on the line, and we're going to get a message through Terry later. And we have Daphne on the line, and we're going to get a message through Daphne just in a moment. And just to reiterate, this voice that's talking to us, now remember, this is something I'm not claiming. I'm saying how they identify themselves. The voice that's talking to us explains that they're a conglomerate of two group souls, two energies in other dimensions, one of them that says they created the physical universe. And that's one heck of a big claim, isn't it? They created the physical universe. That's why I say don't believe it. Read the books, come to the calls, listen to our audios, and see if that's possible true. And the other one says they're graduates of this realm. They've gone through a series of incarnations. They got off the wheel of reincarnation, and they act as a helper and a guide for planets at lower levels of evolution like ours. And they're both making themselves available to us in this period where things are shifting. And one of the ideas that they keep saying is that they can do amazing things, but they need requests, they need people to ask. And that if enough people on this planet are requesting their assistance, that the future is going to be brighter. So part of the reason for this call is to request their assistance and see if we can't make a brighter future. So let me see if Daphne is there. Are you there, Daphne?
I'm here.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Let me see, you're better than Terry. If I ask Terry if she's ready, she says no. Well, you'll notice that even though the same source comes through both women, it sounds different. They sound different. And one of the reasons they sound different is that they actually create a group energy with the person who is talking, whether it be Daphne or Terry. They're working through their mental structures. They're working through their thought patterns. They're using their thought patterns in order to express. And so each one is going to sound a little bit like they do in real life because of that. And that threw me for a loop. It took me a while to say it's the same source. So just keep evaluating. Don't believe anything. Just be open-minded. And we're going to start out by calling in the light. And that makes a protective energy. And just as a disclaimer, we don't ever say to believe channeled information because of any reason. It's always possible that something bleeds through Daphne's conscious mind. And in a worst case, it's possible that something negative can speak through her. And that the main value of this experience is that these guys are very wise. And they can say things that trigger you into your own expansion. And it's not to believe anything they say because they say it. I mean, you can consider everything that you don't know, but don't adopt it as a belief because Wynn said this or Daphne said this. I'm not saying it's true. Not a thing of it. The only thing I know that's true is that I'm on this line, we're talking to you, and we got hundreds of people listening to us all over the world, and I'm telling you, draw your own conclusions. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect every person on this line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection amongst all of us present while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. I should say a group energy amongst all of us present who would desire to participate in that energy. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And I turn it over to our sources as they speak to us through Daphne in Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Thank you. One moment, please. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We attune and calibrate our frequencies now, and we assess the various design structures and various orchestrations by which we can best serve this particular group, which is ever expanding and moving to different frequency centers and different nodules of attenuation on the face of the planet. Our planetary structure, Gaia, as you would know it, from our perspective and correlating to your 3D perspective, is indeed in the throes of a birthing labor, similar to that which a mother undergoes when she is giving life to another being, to her child. There is from our perspective, a preparation at hand, and there are pains. There are labor pains, and these pains are intensifying. The contractions are coming at ever greater frequencies of tension and ever greater, one moment please. Are you having difficulties with the microphones?
We can hear you fine.
Okay. One moment. To continue, the birthing pains are coming at ever increasing frequencies of intensification. And with this intensification, the consciousness is literally being squeezed. It is being squeezed from the containment, quote, vessel of 3D and expanded on the other side of this birthing canal into something much greater, into something which is beyond the 4D. We don't know if we have addressed this to this particular group in so many words, but the 4D, the 4D, which we have referred to as the bridge, as the place of balance, as the heart center, as the heart chakra, as part of a dimensional construct, the 4D is actually, from our perspective, time. Time is the fourth dimension. And as we are moving in this, quote, time construct of the now into an ever-increasing possibility via your technology of the internet, of having almost everything available, almost everywhere, to almost everyone. This creates in your expression of time a kind of transcendence of time and a kind of transcendence of space. And as a critical number of people on the planet experience this phenomenon, this phenomena within their individual consciousness, it creates a collective wave. And the collective wave is now reaching a proportion of critical mass. It is reaching a critical threshold. It is indeed reaching a proportion which can precipitate into physicality. It can translate itself from the etheric into the physical. And the result of this translation is that the boundaries of linearity of old space and time will no longer apply when one is living in the heart. For when one lives in the heart, the boundaries of limitation and of dualistic nature fall away. The laws of your 3D physics are actually altered when one is no longer trapped in the dualistic perception of time and space, when one is no longer trapped in the dualistic perception of self and other, when one is no longer trapped in here and there. You are at the epicenter. You are the epicenter. You are part of God. You are part of Source. When you see yourself as part of Source, and you see everyone else as part of Source, there is no reason to cling. There is no reason to grab. There is no reason to fear. You are an infinitesimal expression of the all that is. You and everyone else on the planet and everything else in the universe is part of a divine, provocative, ever-expanding, ever-creative cosmic consciousness, which is ever-spiraling upward through a multiplicity of dimensional reverberations and orchestrations and overtonal lines, ecstatic, brilliant showers from our perspective. You are learning to go beyond the here, beyond the now, learning to expand your consciousness to include not just your physical body, not just your home, not just your town, not just patriotic feelings about your country, but to include everyone in the entire world and everything in the entire world, the plants, the animals, the minerals, especially the natural world. For the natural world contains an organic, beautiful, rarefied order, a pristine ordering of things, which indeed is your teacher. It is the templated architecture, the divine architecture from which you have emanated. When you are at one with nature, when you are at one with yourself, when you are at one with your celestial origins of all that is, there is no reason for selfishness. There is no reason for lack of compassion. There is no reason for uncaring. For you see that these things are implicit in the natural ordering of all that is. You are learning to understand that your technological achievements now are but an outpouring. They are a precipitation of what is intrinsic to your biology. It is not separate from your biology. And many of you will soon learn that the technologies that you experience now are but training wheels. Training wheels. Look at the analogy. The training wheel still presupposes that the child riding the bicycle has not mastered balance. And yet, when the child does master balance, guess what? The training wheels are removed. And the child goes forward through balance, through a balancing in the moment of things that would be seemingly impossible were the child not moving. And that is the key. There has been mention in this group about the analogy of connecting with the celestial sources, especially the Elohim, but this is true with the Ra group as well, of riding a bicycle. Connection must be through intention and emotion. Emotion is motion through time. It is also passion. Emotion meaning passion. And it is with the intention and the focus and the heart, an open heart of emotion and passion, movement occurs. And it is through movement, through life, through love, through creativity of the individual, and a willingness to connect with the intricacy and beauty of all that is. This is how evolution happens. And this is the hallmark of true love. If one looks at the first four letters of the word evolution, E-V-O-L, it is love spelled backwards. There is no accident in your syntax. There is no accident in the way your words form. These thought patterns, these packages of sentient precipitation into word form encapsulations, these are showing you an aspect of how you have been bringing your magical expedition of the love light vibrational frequency into physical form and have made cups for it. When I say cups, I mean holding containers, holding essences for it. You yourself are a holding essence for the love light vibration in 3D. You are learning to perfect your cup. As you learn to perfect your cup so that there is no leakage, when you learn to perfect your cup so that you can give your cup fully and perfectly to another and know that you are not the cup, but you are the divine essence contained within the cup and that you have created the cup only to be able to contain the divine essence in this structured densiality, and we make up the word ourselves. You have orchestrated a divine dance which you yourselves are the makers of, the orchestrators of, the builders of. You are playing now with the game of divine and celestial architectonics. To go back to our original point, we are moving to a place of jumping off. Once the heart center is stabilized, once it is open, the laws of 3D, the laws of duality, the laws of limitation, the laws of negativity, cause and effect, they cease to have any effect on that which does not judge itself in opposition to anything else. This is the path to freedom. This is the path to knowledge. This is the path to wisdom. You are indeed sojourners on a path to most beauteous wisdom and knowledge. When you free yourself from the constraints of linearity, when you know that you are indeed part of all that is, nothing can hold you back from accepting that you are indeed a child of God and you are one with God, for God has created you. And you are exploring the creation of the divine all that is in the now, moment, present time, which is sacred time. This is the Chiron. You are graduating from the Kairos into the Chiron, from the Kronos into the Chiron chronos meaning chronology, linear time, constructed time of the old, and into the sacred time, the divine time, the now time, the magical time. You are magical beings. Nothing can stop you when you awaken to your divine divinity, the seed of godhood, which is within you. It is your divine birthright. We are pleased. We have been allowed to share this space, this sacred time space with you. And we ask each one of you to spend the time honoring the sacred which you are, and knowing this at the very heart of yourselves. You have nothing to fear. You are part of the divine plan. And the divine plan is very quickly, within the next few months, coming to a very brilliant execution, a realization for very, very many that they will organize the dreams, organize them in the now moment, of a perfect precipitation into what we would call the shift or the singularity, wherein the old laws of time and space are no longer holding water. The old laws of separation are no longer valid, because enough of you have moved your consciousness over the threshold to create the golden chalice, the golden chalice of the most magnificent love light and the most beauteous architecture of the Christed consciousness on the planet. You all hold Christed keys. You are all plugging into them in your own particular locale, your own particular way station, your own particular talents, your own particular groups of people that you know. Be with this knowledge. Feel this knowledge. Feel the precipitation and the roots, the absolute roots of truth of self. You are beholden to no one except God. God is your true divine consort. We bless you.
Thank you very much. And you know, I mentioned before that there was an indication that Terry was a Catholic saint. And there's an indication of who Daphne was as well. And I thought I'd share it, because there's a whole workshop about this that might help some of you anchor the energies and the thoughts you had while you just listened to that message through Daphne. And there was, historically, an Egyptian pharaoh who, his name was Akhenaten, and he was the first head of state to declare one God. Prior to that, never happened before. And his wife was Nefertiti. And there was a whole bunch of things that happened early on that seemed to connect this work we were doing with this Egyptian pharaoh. And I did a whole bunch of research on it, and I did a workshop on it. And the indication was that his wife, Nefertiti, was the person that tapped him into this idea that there was one God, monotheism, and that the person you just heard talking was that same person. So if that's intriguing to you, you can go to our website, go to egypt.intelligent-infinity, or go to store, and you'll see that it's a four-hour workshop. It's very, very profound. And some of you were very likely there at that time in a previous incarnation. And if you were, if you're one of those people that has connection with Egypt, you'll really get a lot out of that workshop. Okay, now next, we are going to have people put things in the light. And we're going to keep this very short. And in the old days, when we had 30 people on the line, we used to do this and everyone would say something. And those of you, or most of you, who are not going to get a chance to say something, we're going to ask that you, there'll be moments in this call of silence where you're going to be able to do it silently. Now, these sources that are talking to us, that voice that you just heard, remember, is not a single individual being. It's a group being. And they say they're monitoring us and that they can hear your thoughts. So, and again, they won't intrude on you if you're nervous about saying, what about my privacy? So it's up to you to say, I'm open to being heard. But there'll be moments where we're going to have silence and ask them to look at your, look, pay attention to your thoughts so that you can put requests into the light that you haven't said verbally. And we've been doing this for a few weeks now, and I'm getting emails. Some of you saw that email that we just sent yesterday from Josh, who had this thing with his shoulder happen. We're getting constant emails every week from people that have done this, that have had something shift. But right now, we're still going to take some verbal putting things in the light. And in particular, I'd like to have some of the people in other countries, because that helps anchor the energy into those countries. See if they'll come on board and say something. Of course, if you're on BBS and listening on the internet, you're going to have to participate in the silent aspect of this. But they have said it's just as valid and effective to do it silently as it is to do it verbally. So you're not going to be missed. So do we have Carolyn in Israel? If you're on the line, do star six.
Hi, Wynn. It's me, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
See, I had it wrong. I had it right.
Right. It's Carol.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you know what?
You know what?
Let me just, I'm going to mute you just a second. Oh, no way.
Okay.
Don't go away. Well, wait, there's this echo. It's really great to be connected to the Israel and to the Middle East in such an area where there are such polarized energies, and historically was the potential for the conflagration that would be another world war. So, you know, just while we're talking, I just want us to anchor these energies in Israel and try to keep whatever you're going to say less than a minute, and I'll turn it over to you to put things into the light. Thank you for being here.
Okay. Thank you for this opportunity. I do want to put the whole Middle East into the light. I'm sure people have no idea what's going on here, the potential of terrible things that can happen here. I am asking, please, to open people's hearts. Let people understand one another and honor who we really are. When I see what's going on, I know that Israel is getting bombed in the southern part of the country every day. I know what's going on in Syria, the potential of something happening in Iran, and even more things. I'm not afraid because I trust in God, but please help in any way possible. And I'm very passionate about this. I've been living here for 42 years, and I feel very attached. And I know if anything really bad happens here, it can affect the whole world. So that is what I would like to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So much.
So much.
And the next person that I'd like to bring forth, and this is going to be hard for her to keep it. We'll give her a minute and a half. Carol Sabin, who is, I believe, in Uganda, if she's still on the line, she's been coming on, and she's been diligently making a laundry list of things around the world that she wants to send the light to. And tell us how you make your laundry list, Carol, when you come on. Are you there, Carol? Star 6. Let's see if you're there. Hello, Carol. Testing 1, 2. Carol, maybe she's not there. Okay. How about Charlotte in Paris? Are you there? Star 6.
Yes, sorry. Sorry, I'm here. I had to unmute myself.
Charlotte, are you French?
No, I'm Canadian.
You're Canadian.
But I've been living in France for longer than I lived in Canada.
Okay. You know, the reason we're taking these people in other parts of the country, or the world, I should say, is because what we're doing is, and you'll understand this as we get in a little further into the call, we're creating an energy network of all of us on this line, like a grid. And we want to have representatives from different parts of the world so our energy network that we're creating expands as far as it can go.
Yeah.
And so, Charlotte, what would you like to put in the light in Paris?
I'd like to put in the light all the mothers across the planet who are considering having their little girls excised. I want them to have the love and the strength to know that they can say no.
Thank you. And how's the energy in France?
Let's say it sort of happens in secret, like, you know, underground. I'm sure it's like Andy Warhol's time, you know, the underground world he lived in with art and all that stuff. It's the same thing here. You have to know people. It's all by word of mouth. It's not out in the open, but we're definitely, definitely tightly linked thanks to the social network.
Thank you. Good. Well, let's just send our light, love light energies to France and use you as an anchor point. You know what? There's many people.
This is Carolyn. Can you hear me?
I hear you, Carolyn.
Because I hit star 6 times and I kept being told that I was muted. So I just hung up and redialed, and that's how I got through.
Oh, good. Okay. So, Carolyn, don't take... I want you to keep your list.
Let's take 10 minutes, okay.
not to 10 minutes, 1.5 to 2 minutes, okay? Where we started late, we had to get all our BBS stuff going. But the stuff that you don't say, I want you to think. And
I will. I will get it all in, even though I have to do it silently. Love light for the families of the 64 people who were killed in the mountains of southwest China yesterday. Hundreds were injured and also need love light for their healing. More than 100,000 residents were evacuated from the area, so love light for them in handling their stress. Love light for ending the killing and fighting that continues in Syria. Love light for Barack Obama for all he needs to win a decisive victory to be president of the United States again in November of 2012. Love light for all those in service to others who are assisting him. Love light for the conflict between China and the U.S. over fishing rights in the oceans. The Chinese fishermen have been caught fishing with over 10 miles of large-scale drift nets, and those snares have been banned internationally since 1992. So this kind of activity on the part of the Chinese fishermen it really needs to stop. Love light for all those suffering from malaria and AIDS and other painful diseases. Love light for settling the conflicts between the federal government and the states about issues with immigrants and their families. Love light for all organic farmers and those that assist and support them, and for more farmers joining them and doing more organic farming. Please send love, light, and protection for everyone from Monsanto and all companies who are in service to self and do damage to the planet and life. Please send love, light, for protection to all those who do dangerous work in all kinds of places like mines and under the ocean and in outer space. Love, light, for the whales and dolphins and for their protection from hunters and for their being able to navigate safely as the atmosphere changes with regards to using their sonar. Please send love light for the plankton increasing in numbers, for love light for the seaweed, the kelp, for healing the coral, keeping the glaciers, icebergs, and north and south poles frozen, and for healing the holes in the ozone layer and continuing the healing of the Gulf of Mexico so that the goo and oil on the bottom can come up and be dissipated, and all places where there are oil spills, all the oil being dissipated. Love light for endangered species everywhere, like walruses and polar bears, and for all the birds. Love light to end the droughts in the U.S. and all over the globe, and for help for all the crops that desperately need water. Love light for freedom of the press, freedom of the internet, for objective investigating reporting so we all have access to trustworthy information so we can discern who will be the best people to vote for in the upcoming elections. Love light for help with Israel in the terrible conflicts they have with Iran. Please send love light to Wynn, Joanne, Terry, Daphne, Heist, and all the volunteer helpers and everyone on the grid healing and all the wonderful work that everybody does to bring all these ideas and concerns to love light for healing. Thanks to all of us. Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you, Carolyn. And
and you know I'm in Uganda, right?
I know you're in Uganda.
Okay.
why don't you tell people what you do in Uganda?
I work as a teacher, and then a year and a half ago I started working with, instead of teaching writing and drawing, I started teaching the teachers to use positive discipline so they could stop beating children. And now my school of teachers is going into the community of the 1,400 students in that school to teach the parents positive discipline to stop beating children frequently, unfortunately, to death. And then these teachers don't know it yet, but I'm going to ask them to take this program to another school. And then there'll be two schools, and then there'll be four schools. And then there'll be eight schools, and I don't know how far we'll go. And that's what I'm doing. It's crazy work.
You're creating a revolution in Uganda, right? A silent revolution.
Okay, all right. I have to tell you that I had a great meeting on Friday, and once again, as I always do, I asked for assistance from Ra and Halloween. And when I got there, I didn't know I was the meeting, and I was, quote, on for over an hour.
All right.
And I wasn't doing the talking when it came through me, but it was just the teachers were so happy that I was back, and it was because of Ra and Elohim.
Thank you. I thank
them every day.
All right. That's one of those situations where you were riding your bicycle, and they were amplifying the energy, right?
I just open my mouth and the words come out.
Well, you know what?
And they're the right ones. Yeah, what?
That's what I do. I said, what am I going to do today?
Hey, well, then we're team workers and we understand the process.
Right, right. Well, thank you.
You know,
you got to say something really important, otherwise I want to move on. Hurry up.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm finished.
You're finished. Okay.
Thank you.
I wanted to mention one thing about what Carolyn put into the light, and she was talking about Barack Obama being elected, And I certainly would add that he has the strength, if he is elected, whoever is elected, but we're talking about Barack Obama, that he has the strength to operate independent of outside influences, to make decisions that are courageous, to make decisions that are not part of any negative agendas. And
in service to others.
Yeah, service to others. And that, you know, there's a lot of people that would look at Barack Obama's past and say, but he did this and he started this war. And I'm not sure he did it on his own, his own volition. And it's not easy to be in the president of this country and not have other influences pushing you to make decisions that you wouldn't have normally made. So if he's going to be elected, if we're going to put that in the light, that I would like to add, certainly, all those additions to that request. And thank you, Carol.
Yes,
Carolyn.
Thank you.
Okay. And what I'd like to do now is one of the things that is, I hope, is Michael Adler here, Heis?
Yes, he was here earlier.
Are you there, Michael? Star 6?
Star 6.
Hello, Michael. Okay, he's not here. Hi, who's a good old-timer to put something in the light?
How about Edna?
Edna, okay. You know, we have been doing these calls now for a few years, and we've had a very small, loyal group of people coming in every Sunday and holding space. And it seemed like we would always be stuck in a small group. It was like such a miracle to have been on George Norrie, you know, two times, and to be able to reach so many people. And Edna is one of those people that has volunteered. We have something called Team Shift, and we have small groups of people meeting all over, coming together every day, calling in the light, putting their issues in their light, and getting to know each other. Because one of the hardest things when you start to move into these understanding in the space is to have community, because everyone thinks you're nuts. So I decided that let's create a situation that people that felt alienated and alone could find each other, and that's what Team Shift is. And Edna has been volunteering to coordinate Team Shift. And again, Team Shift is small. There's probably 100 people in little groups everywhere. And it's something that some of you might find really valuable. And if you go to the Intelligent Infinity website, there's a little Team Shift section, and you can fill out the form, and you'll end up, Edna will contact you and help form you in a group. So, Edna, are you there? Star 6, hope you're there.
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Okay.
I would like to thank everybody that participated in Team Shift. Has been a great success. Thank you very much. I would like to put the Team Shift into the light. Everybody that's participating, all the members and all the new members that are going to come to join us. And I also would like to put all the kids in the whole world that are fighting against cancer into the light. And I would like to put my house that's for sale into the light. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. And let me see here. I had a couple of things. Why don't we have somebody that's on the call for the first time and keep it short, but give you a chance to put something into the light. And don't worry about making a mistake, because you can't make a mistake. And putting something into the light means putting something into the flow of the universe for the highest good, for transformation. And if you check into these calls regularly, you'll find that things keep happening. And sometimes it looks like coincidence, and it might be coincidence, and it might not. For example, a couple of weeks ago, we put in the light if earthquakes are going to happen, which they are, that they release gradually and that they don't create great damage. And a couple hours later, some of you called this to my attention, there were swarms of small earthquakes all over California. And so did we do that? I don't know. Did we not do that? I don't know. But keep watching. People come on this line, and then I get an email. There, something went away. Their cancer went away. This happened. And we're not promising anybody anything. But, what really helps is keep coming into all our calls. They're free, three times a week. And by coming into these calls, it starts to help you shift your frequency. This is so new for many of you, and you can't expect to come into one call and everything changes. You're all carrying, and I say you all, I mean me all too, certainly Daphne and Terry, we're all carrying the past with us. The fact even that we're doing this doesn't mean all our issues go away, but coming into the calls makes a constant force in your life to lift your frequency so that you can overcome the patterns of the past. So do we have somebody new that would like to do star six and put something in the light?
I would.
Okay. Who is that? Would you say your name and your city?
This is Sherry. I'm from Snellville, Georgia.
Okay, Sherry,
right
go ahead.
Right next to Daphne.
All right.
I would like to put in the light. My father has been in the hospital for over a month. And I would like to help him and for his highest good. And also, my husband's family is in Iraq, and I would like to put everybody there in the light because they're dealing with so many struggles.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming forth. And I got an email from David Agrant, who had come to our workshop a few weeks ago in Sedona, and he just asked for help with getting a job. And, I'll extend that to all of you who want a job. And I want you to just know that there's the job that's out there waiting for you. If that's what you're looking for, it's there. And you have to raise your energy so you're not afraid, that you're not in fear, that when you look for your job, you know it's going to show up. And that you have something that's unique that somebody wants and going to appreciate, okay? So we send that to David and to everyone else who is looking for a job or a way to make money. There's businesses, there's something for you. And don't be defeated. Don't be defeated. And if you feel defeated, take the actions as if you're not defeated. In other words, start making phone calls. Do what you need to do to get something to occur. And let me see here. There was another person that sent me an email. Anna Dones, okay? And Anna just asked that we put her in the light. She was in the hospital with astral fib, which I don't know what that is. And so we just send light to her for healing and for mending her broken heart. And we're going to take a moment right now for each one of you who has something that you wanted to express. And we're going to do this two times during the call. And that is, if you're comfortable doing this, then shut your eyes. And I want you to just think what you want to put in the light. You know, we had an email a couple of weeks ago from a gentleman that put his father-in-law in the light who was in the hospital that perhaps was supposed to die, and suddenly the next day he was jumping up and down. I didn't send that out yet, but I'm just telling you, I'm a witness to what goes on. And I don't, take a moment and just ask reverently with all your heart for yourself, for someone else, or for the planet. Now, normally in this part of the call, I have this guided visualization, and we're kind of running late, and this won't happen when we don't have all that trouble getting with BBS early on. We're getting it better. We're getting it down. And we do a guided visualization, and I'm going to do it really fast. And I hope you guys can move along with it. It's better to do it slow because it goes step by step. Come back next week and we'll do it slow. Or listen to one of the replays of last week's call. Last week was a really good call where we did it, and it's probably like a 10-minute visualization. And we're going to do it in 2 or 3 5-minutes right now. And take your shoes off, put your feet flat on the ground, or your bed if you're on your bed. And there's this idea that the universe is one energy, and that you are a part of that energy. And on this planet, we tend to get separated from the experience of being part of all that is. We don't realize it. Most of us, most of the time, don't realize it. And it's not a mental thing. It's not like, okay, I believe I'm part of all it is. It's experiential. And so let's take a moment and see if we can't have an experience. And we're going to go through this fast. If it doesn't happen, come back next week and we'll do it slow. And we're a body. We're a tiny body in a location somewhere on planet Earth. And the Earth itself is alive. The universe is alive. Everything is aliveness. And our energy, our little energy unit that's us, for most of us, feels separated from that aliveness. And I want you to feel the Earth. Imagine the Earth coming up from under your feet. We all have that common experience. We are sitting on the Earth, and the Earth is alive, but we don't treat the Earth as if it's alive. So let's say hello to the Earth and ask her energy to come right through our floor up through our feet and see if you feel a tingle. And if you do, tell the Earth you love her. If I have it right, we have all spent many lifetimes in this field of energy of the Earth, most of the time not even knowing that the Earth was feeling us. And oftentimes, people have been hurting the Earth, disregarding her, having wars on her surface, taking oil or ores out that might have hurt her, might have been part of the balance of the energy flows. So let's ask Earth for her forgiveness. Let's ask for protection in the area we're in right now, and show gratitude for the Earth. And we're going to move this energy of the Earth up through our body. It's like a finger coming up from the floor. Move it through your body, up through your chest, through your neck, up through the top of your head. And now you're going to pop through the top of your head. You're going to go through your ceiling. You're going to go into the sky, into the clouds. And we're traveling. We're just moving our energy way into space and time. And we come to a place where all our energies touch each other. In truth, all of our energies, each of us, stems from the same place. And we're going to touch into that place. We're not going to lose ourselves because we're still individuated through this whole stream, through our bodies and into the Earth. So we are now connecting to this oneness. At the same time, we're connecting to the Earth. And we're creating a bridge of energy. And in this oneness is all of us, all of our energies touching each other. And not only those of us on the line, but those of us that are on the replay lines. And there's no time, so this all happens simultaneously. And we're going to, you know how we said hello to the Earth? We're going to say, I love you to everyone that's in this space right now. And I want you to feel the love. And we're going to say, I love you, in silently to everyone on the replay lines. And while we're in this space of connection, of blending, I believe we are actually creating something that's outside of the normal dimensions and reality systems of our planet. We have pushed ourselves through what many people call the veil. And our sources, these group souls, are also above this veil, even further up, perhaps, but they can come in and touch our oneness. So we're going to invite them to join this energy of oneness that we're creating. And some of you could feel an expansion. We can't see it, but we can feel things going on in our bodies. And you can monitor what's going on in your body and say, is that it? Am I making that up? Did that really happen? That's what you have to decide. So we've created this energy of combination, of touching, of blending. But it's, you're not glommed with each other. You are free willingly coming together, because when two or more are gathered, it makes miracles. It makes connection. So we're free willingly gathering and touching each other and allowing our sources to touch us in that realm above the physical, and then take notice of what's happening to you in the physical. Say, God, I feel love. I feel something. And you may be having the experience of connection right now. Well, let's take that energy that we've just put together up in the celestial realms and bring it back down through the clouds, through the earth field, back through our bodies, through the top of our head. Shut your eyes. Feel that energy as it comes into the top of your head. Now, it's when it went up, it was you and the earth. And when it comes down, it is you and the cosmos, you and all of us, you and our sources. It's coming down. Move it back through your body and just ask it to clear anything that's out of balance in your body. Just clear it. Surround it. Feel the hurt and surround it with this energy. Feel your heart. Is there anyone you need to forgive? Forgive them right now. If you're not forgiving people, if you're holding grudges, guess what? You're keeping your heart closed, and if you're keeping your heart closed, you're putting points against yourself in terms of graduating this realm. And so you're letting it go, not for them, but for you. No matter what, no matter how bad it was, the person that abused you when you were a child, your parents who screwed you up, release it now and move this energy from your heart through your stomach, through your solar plexus, through your genitals, through your legs, and back to the earth, okay? And take a moment and feel the expansion. Feel yourself, your little body, connected way up through the top of your head to the celestial realms and down through your feet to the earth. And all that energy has temporarily anchored itself in what you call your body. And when your body is gone, that energy, which is your unique distortion in the field, continues and reoccurs. Now, I want, now that we've made all these connections, now that we've opened up our energies, we're going to have another moment of silence to put things in the light, things that you're going to think and ask that your thoughts be heard. If you're comfortable with that, you can send the light to people you care about, people that are sick, and you can send it to yourself. You can ask for synchronicities, for healings, for planetary healing, for your family, for your neighborhood. No limitation. Remembering that it's always for the highest good of all concerned and honoring the free will. So you don't know that, I don't know that. So we put the energy out and we leave that stipulation on it and let the universe work it out. All right, we're going to go into another message from Terry. And what Terry usually does, although it's unpredictable, is that she is going to address some of the things that we put in the light and help focus the energies to cause transformations, again, for the highest good. Are you on, Terry?
Yes.
And should I call in the light again? I probably should, right?
Yes.
Okay. You know, calling in the light is a protection. We're opening our matrices up, matrices very large. And in that space, there's negative things. Sometimes people, and just when they start coming in these calls, sometimes they have their own negativity start to surface. It's part of the process. Don't be afraid of it. Just keep pushing through it. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And I turn it over to our sources as they speak to us through Terry Brown.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator as we overlook Earth in its sphere. We look down upon many different cultures, many different lands. Some individuals are working through difficulties. We call in the whales and the dolphins to join with us. as many of them are playing in the Pacific at this time and are having a day of joy. And we send a light to Gina, who is on travel in connecting with the dolphins and will be connecting up with the whales and swimming with them. We take a look at Syria, and as we look at Syria, we see a quietness as people are not sure what is going to happen. It is the more of a paralyzing of their lives as their attention is drawn to possibilities in anticipation of what might happen in the future. And we look at Israel and Iran, and we see anger. We look at the uncertainties in the area, and we send support to each individual that is in the area. We take a moment, and we look at individual circumstances in the area that can be defused. And as we send love light to those individuals involved in those circumstances, Syria and Iran and in Israel and Iraq, and to the lady who spoke, whose husband's family is in Iraq, and to the individuals who are connected at times to call from Iraq, to the soldiers in the area, no matter of what nationality, we send care and a moment of peace. And we see incidents in the area, and we, in our free will clause, allow those individuals that are working to defuse the area, individuals who are working out their difficulties. We send the idea of discernment, the idea that they can review a higher road, a higher method, and can take that into account. And we see their passion that are involved. And we send support to all of the children in the area. We send support to Carolyn in Uganda and the work that she is doing with the children, that it may grow in ever-expanding circles to encompass larger and larger areas, more and more children, more and more parents, that they may learn the method of peaceful imparting of information, and that by this, the children will grow and will have a whole better life in Uganda and reaching outwards. And we thank Carolyn. We look at the earthquakes that have happened in China and the difficulties that the people are having there and are beginning to confront the downfall in buildings and how to structurally fortify them and how to rebuild with stricter standards of building and to the children who have lost their way with their families. We send support that they may connect up with aid and with help and reestablish themselves. And to Charlotte, we send thanks for the work you are doing to help the life of the mothers and the girls, and that information and discernment may be sent throughout the country or the world where they are doing the practice of circumcision of the girls, and that they may be restored to health, and that the practice may be shed light upon, that it could be let go of. We look at Team Shift and the ability, the work that Edna is doing, the ability of people to connect up with other people that can help to fortify them in their life and support them, and that they can connect up with the higher realms, the angelic forces, ourselves in the Elohim, and can make the connection stronger by bringing love and a new look to planet Earth. We send the light to Dave in his search for getting the job. To Anna, we feel your heartbreak. We send support. To Sherry's father, we take a moment, we send healing. We send healing to each and every person on the line who has placed anything in the light that they wish to heal, whether they have formulated it into a focused thought or whether it is a yearning. And we take a moment and we thank each and every person that has come on the call to support this work and to support their own desires for a better earth, a better life, better connections, support for their families and their loved ones. And we're with you, Adonai.
Thank you. You know, while Terry was bringing that through, we had a bunch of emails that I was just quickly looking at. And, you know, I wanted to, a number of people have said something about why are we sending love light to Obama in particular. And, of course, he's controversial. Many people have issues about the decisions he's made. And so I would like to, and I should have even been more stronger in the way that I responded when Carolyn said that. And I would just like to say, to readjust that whoever leads this country, whether it's president or whether it's governor or whether it's senator or whether it's congressman, that their hearts be open, that they tune into service to others, that they operate from the highest good of all concerned, and they transcend all those influences upon them that would have them be otherwise, and make it a very non-sectarian request as opposed to focusing on hoping Obama gets elected. And, you know, usually I catch those things because I say, send the light not to the person, not to the organization, but to the principle behind it, and that all organizations that have that principle for the highest good be supported. And so for all of you that emailed me, I thank you, and thank you for bringing that to my attention.
And thank you. And also, this is brought on, we, in putting that in the light of Obama, when it was done, we did see the reaction of quite a lot of the people to the way that that was worded, the leaving out of the other candidates, and the desire for expression of their own viewpoint. And we did get that.
Thank you.